want to wish you and your family and your friends a very happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great one. I'll return on Monday. I'm looking for us. I really do. This time of the year, they were talking about this earlier on Coast to Coast AM earlier this morning. George Norrie and one of his guests, and that this is the time of the year that so many of us are looking forward to. Really, really. And Norrie was saying, for instance, like from Thanksgiving all the way through the end of the year and New Year's, the time of the year that he looks forward to the most. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I find myself the same way. I mean, there are other times of the year, weather-wise or what, we might enjoy more, especially if you're living in this part of the world. But this is really a special time of the year. So I honestly, as I say, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. It's a very, very heartfelt. Hope you and your friends, your family really have a wonderful Thanksgiving. So as you know, I'm always into polls and especially here about the holidays. Political polls a little less so. What's the best time then to start Thanksgiving dinner? This was an online poll. What's the best time to start Thanksgiving dinner? Generally, I have had, as we have Thanksgiving, generally, we've enjoyed ours over the noon hour, right? It's over the noon hour. And then you eat until, you know, for the rest of the day. So, but most people think the best time to start Thanksgiving dinner is between 3 and 4:30, they say. That's the best time to start. About a third of us think Thanksgiving dinner should start later than that. And I'm part of the 23% who said earlier. So, folks, were asked, is turkey your favorite Thanksgiving food? Only 18% of people say, yeah. Only 18% turkey is their favorite food on Thanksgiving? What is your favorite Thanksgiving food? I would love to hear from you. 336-1320. 336-1320. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food? If not turkey, then what is it? Mashed potatoes. That's what my daughter Meredith would say. She loves mashed potatoes. 336-1320. Toll free, 800-228-4435. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food? Only 18% say turkey. 55% of people prefer white meat. They're also wrong. I prefer the dark meat, turkey dark meat. I think dark meat, at least for me, it's got more flavor. It's tastier. But, of course, you enjoy what you think is best. So I'm a dark meat person. So then people were asked, is stuffing better when it's cooked inside the turkey? Is it? I honestly don't know. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. Rick, I'm glad you called. Good morning. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yeah, you too, pal.
I got to say, probably stuffing and mashed potatoes, besides a good slow-cooked turkey that's moist and juicy and everything else. I mean, it's got to be a good stuffing, not dry. It's got to have some moisture to it, and then just mashed potatoes. Actually, for my mashed potatoes, I bought something. I've seen them do it on TV, on cooking shows. It's a ricer, so instead of just getting your potatoes, dumping out the water, and getting your smasher and smashing it and everything,
right,
you put them through this ricer, so it's like a overgrown garlic press. So you put the potatoes in there, squeeze it, and it shoots about these little holes, and it makes them like the texture of rice, and they're supposed to make better mashed potatoes. I will let you know as soon as the end of the day.
Yes, I want a report.
Yeah, but no, those are probably mine. And with Thanksgiving, that's what it's always been about to me, is mashed potatoes, good stuffing, turkey, and then just, of course, having the family there and friends.
Absolutely.
I have a friend here in town who I was talking to, and his family was going to do it on Friday, two days from now, Thanksgiving, and he has to work. So he was going to be alone on Thanksgiving. So I'm actually invited him over. So he's coming over tomorrow along with my kids, and we're just going to have a nice meal. But no, it's just great.
I hope you have a wonderful holiday, my friend. And seriously, let me know how that works with the potatoes. I'd be interested to hear that. Because one of the things they're asking, do you prefer your mashed potatoes with lumps? And most people say, yeah, they want lumps in the mashed potatoes versus completely smooth, right? And I'm like, have you ever had completely smooth mashed potatoes? They're pretty phenomenal. They're creamy and, 336-1320 is the Kello Hotline. Steve, good morning. You're on Kello.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Greg.
You too, pal.
So your first question, what time should you eat? I'm all for the earlier the better, because then that means more time to eat all day.
Right. Exactly. That's a man who thinks the same way I do.
Yeah. Now, what's my favorite? I don't have a favorite. You put it in front of me, I'm going to eat it. But it's even better if I didn't have to make it.
Yeah, there is something to be said for that. And because I was thinking about this, okay, if I were left to my own designs to actually have to do something on Thanksgiving, I would go out. I'm not skilled at making turkey. I'm inept.
I can do it. I just hate doing it. So, yeah. I'm with you there on going out, Chinese or even the hibachi grill where they cook in front of you. That's a good time, too.
Well, and I took my my family, was it last year? Maybe the year prior? That I took my family to Famous Dave's for Thanksgiving.
Oh, sure.
It was great. Well, thanks so much, my friend. I hope you have a great holiday, Steve. Good to hear from you. 336-1320 is the Kello Hotline. 336-1320, toll free, 800-228-4435. I think it was 2 years ago because we were still kind of in the COVID thing, and my dad wasn't comfortable with all of us coming over yet, which I totally respected. And I had Thanksgiving with my kids, and it's like, okay, I am not prepared to be able to, you don't want me cooking turkey. I have no idea what I'm doing. I just don't want to be in charge of it. So I took them out, and we had a wonderful Thanksgiving meal a couple of years ago at Famous Dave's. And some people do. They go out to eat on Thanksgiving, and in fact, so much so that restaurants promote as to whether or not they're going to be open on Thanksgiving. 336-1320 is the Kello Hotline. Let me hear from you. Toll free, 800-228-4435. We were asking, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food? Randy, good morning. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Randy.
First of all, I want to give thanks for your show, for this upcoming season. I really enjoy it.
Randy, thank you so much. Those are things I carry with me over the holidays. Thank you.
Just keep up the good work and keep going.
Okay? Thank you, Randy.
Okay, for my favorite Thanksgiving, I actually have gravy as my top. If you can put gravy on anything, and make
right?
it good. If you have a good gravy, that's if you have a good gravy.
Not a lumpy one. Yeah.
So,
yeah, absolutely. Because I'm with you. I will use a lot of gravy, and it can go on a number of different things that are on my plate. I can just pour it over everything.
Exactly. And you can put gravy on a mediocre piece of turkey meat. You can put it on your, of course, your mashed potatoes, but I love to put it on stuffing. And if it mixes in with some of the cranberry sauce and all that other stuff, that's fine.
Oh, you're a man after my own heart, Randy. That's a great selection. Thank you so much. And in fact, gravy is top among the things that are tops on the list that people expect on Thanksgiving. Gravy. Because it's one of the things that people said they would not give up. I touched on this a little bit yesterday. I had the story because people were saying macaroni and cheese is one of the things that they would give up. They would give up mac and cheese. And I'm like, but one of the things they would not give up is gravy. Oli, good morning. You're on, Kello.
Good morning. How are you doing
today? I'm great, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Yeah, I'm a turkey man, turkey mashed potatoes, but I make a lot of extra mashed potatoes. And instead of putting milk in them, I put Carnations evaporated milk in. It's a little sweeter, and it gives it a little different flavor. And when we're done with dinner, I chop onions and green peppers into those mashed potatoes and fry them up for breakfast the next morning.
Oh, that actually sounds terrific. Oh, that sounds just terrific.
Yeah, it's a good little switch up, and it's really great for breakfast, you know, with some eggs.
So what's the reaction from family? They love that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah. You want to be a hit?
Right. They always want to make sure I got extra mashed potatoes for the next day.
That's
one of the things they take home, those that bring Tupperware take some home with them.
Sure.
It's an old family deal. My mom did it 55, 60 years ago. So.
And those are always some of the best things, you know, that you're able to pass it down through your family. Oli, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. 336-1320, toll free, 800-228-4435. You can drop me an email as well anytime. Greg@kelloradio.com is my email address. Greg@kelloradio.com. So this is one of the questions they asked. Do you like your gravy smooth or with stuff like mushrooms and onions mixed in? 86% say smooth. And 19% say, this is exactly what you were hearing earlier, 19% say they'll put gravy on pretty much everything on Thanksgiving Day. The gravy goes on almost everything. 336-1320. Toll free, 800-228-4435. Good morning, Denny. You're on, Kello.
Pecan pie.
Yeah.
I just go through the turkey and stuff because they won't let me eat the pie first.
You'd rather go right to the dessert,
Right to the pie. The other's just a little benefit, but I eat the pie first. So Donna makes me a pie, and I'm ready to go for the whole Thanksgiving season.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because as we're talking about Thanksgiving, one of the things that was surveyed was what pie do you prefer, and pecan is, I think, second. Pumpkin is first.
Well, I'll have both of them then, and then I'll keep the survey going.
Well, Denny, you have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for the call, my friend. Good morning, Dick. You're on, Kello.
And a happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hi, Dick.
Say, the best part of the turkey dinner is the turkey, or actually carving the turkey.
Why do you say that?
As the official carver of the turkey for 60-some years, I know where all the good cuts are, and they never make it to the platter.
Remind me not to come to your place.
Nobody can understand why I like so much turkey, and I'm just not telling them. There's a little spot in the back of the turkey that's about the size of a silver dollar.
All right.
And it is the most tender dark meat you can ever find.
See, and I really prefer dark meat. I just think dark meat, turkey meat, has so much more flavor than the white meat.
I agree, 100%. Meat, forever.
Yeah.
And I always tell everybody white meat's the best. That way there's always dark meat in my casseroles that I build after.
I like the way you think. Absolutely. Dick, you have a great Thanksgiving, my friend. Thank you. 336-1320 is the Kello Hotline. Want to wish you and your friends and family a really happy Thanksgiving. Toll free, 800-228-4435. So they asked this question. Does ham belong on the table at Thanksgiving? Ham. 51% said yes. Yes. 49% said no. It doesn't even belong on the table. Don't even put a ham on. I disagree with that. I do. Because I like a little bit of, I like a little bit of ham, too. I like. There isn't much that I really don't like. If I were going to give anything up, then it starts getting into the salads and some of that. Then there might be things there. Okay, now I'm going to pass on that. But when it comes to the staples, oh, I absolutely love it. So, green bean casserole, mixed results. 61% love it. Yes, green bean casserole. 39%, not so much. Should you serve salad to start? Yeah. 71% say no. Stop messing around. Get out of my way. Exactly. Get out of my way. So what kind of pie? Most folks say, as I said, pumpkin pie. Apple pie is also on the list. I think that was third. I think it was pumpkin pie is first. Second is pecan pie, which I do not like. I have tried it. And it's great pie. I mean, I've listened to people who are raving about it, and then I've tried it, and I'm like, nah, it's just not for me. I would rather have. It's hard to pull me away from a good apple pie anytime. So I would lean toward apple over pecan, but pumpkin at Thanksgiving is awesome. And then they ask people, is it okay to play Christmas music on Thanksgiving? And most people, barely, 52% said yes. But only after dinner. I'm not sure why the distinction there. 336-1320 is the Kello Hotline. Good morning, Buzz. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too, Buzz.
You know, two things for you. The guys that talk about the mashed potatoes, you got to put a whole stick of butter in there, and you got to take a couple scoops of sour cream, and you got to whip them good. Double whip them, triple whip them, no chunks. You know what I'm talking about?
Why do most people say they prefer chunks in that, in mashed potatoes? Because I'm with you.
Mashed potatoes got to be creamy, and they got to have the right gravy on them, dude. Otherwise, they ain't right.
Now, when you say the right gravy, in your mind, what is the right gravy?
Oh, you got to take the gravy. You got to make it out of the drippings of either the turkey, if you like, or
yep.
You can make some drippings out of some other dark gravy, but you got to make it by hand. That's what makes it right.
Yeah, it does make
a flavor to it.
Yep, it does make a difference with those drippings in the gravy. I absolutely agree with you about that.
And then your turkey, you know, you were talking about the white meat being dry.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to have somebody deep fry that thing for you in one of them turkey fryers, and before you fry it, you inject that thing with whatever your favorite flavor is. We usually do Italian dressing. Pump that bird full of that Italian dressing, put it in there, put your temp thing on there, and when you pull that thing out, I will guarantee you that'll be the juiciest bird you ever had, the white meat especially.
Well, and you know, I have heard from people who have deep-fried their bird, and they said they would not have it any other way.
It comes out juicy, and the skin is crisp, and it's just really good, but it takes a little effort, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, Buzz, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, my friend. Thanks for your call. Let's get Brian's thoughts. If Brian's a first-time caller. Good morning, Brian. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm great, my friend.
Great, yeah. Well, I love the stuffing and the gravy, and, well, I'm kind of like you. I like everything. But one of the things I really look forward to is deviled eggs.
Really? I thought I was the only one.
Oh, they're such a pain to make. So when somebody else makes them and I eat them, that's the best.
Oh, you're a man after my own heart, Brian. Well, I hope you have a terrific Thanksgiving. I hope it's great.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. And I appreciate all your calls. Thank you so much. It's good to visit with all of you. I hope you and your family really, really enjoy your Thanksgiving. No Greg Belfried show tomorrow or Friday. Be taking extended Thanksgiving holiday off, but I'll be back on Monday, and I hope you'll be here as well.